Richland Center. Today's Noon News is sponsored by Williams Chiropractic, your partner in good health, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 31 degrees at 12 o'clock.
AP News, I'm Mike Hempen. More bad weather is on the way across parts of the nation after weekend winter storms brought heavy snow and freezing rain to both coasts.
The sound of heavy wind and rain hitting Key West, where there's some flooding. Just one place affected by the storms moving in, says National Weather Service lead forecaster Bob Orovec.
There's winter storm watches and blizzard warnings and winter storm warnings out from the southern high plains up towards the upper Mississippi Valley and also across parts of the Northeast. At the same time, we anticipate this storm's going to have a lot of rain effects with it, flash flooding potential.
And he says there could be 8 to 12 inches of snow. Over the weekend, snow in Sierra Nevada shut down a stretch of the interstate and knocked out power. In the Northeast, some places got over a foot of snow, but the big cities mainly got freezing rain. I'm Julie Walker.
The White House says the administration will review what rules or procedures weren't followed when Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin did not disclose his hospitalization for days to President Biden and top officials at the Pentagon and the National Security Council. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says the administration will look at the processes in place and try to learn from this experience. Austin was hospitalized January 1st, which the Pentagon did not disclose to the public until Friday. A private U.S. company says its moon landing is in jeopardy after a propulsion problem prevented its newly launched spacecraft from pointing toward the sun for power. Astrobotic Technology says engine trouble is likely the culprit. Already two coaching changes in the NFL the day after the regular season ended. The Commanders have fired coach Ron Rivera, and the Falcons have parted ways with coach Arthur Smith. This is AP News. Medics, patients, and displaced people are fleeing from the main hospital in central Gaza as the fighting between Israeli forces and Palestinian militants draws closer.
The loss of Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital would deal another major blow to a health system already shattered by 3 months of war. Aid groups have withdrawn from the hospital in recent days, saying it's just too dangerous. Witnesses say panic spreading among people sheltering there after fleeing their bombed-out homes in northern Gaza. The Gaza Health Ministry says over 70 bodies and around 100 wounded were brought to the hospital in just the last 24-hour period. Israel says the fighting will continue for many more months as the army seeks to dismantle Hamas and return scores of hostages. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And Tiger Woods and Nike have indicated they have parted ways after more than 27 years. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
Are you suffering from pain in your back or neck? Contact Williams Chiropractic in downtown Boscobel today. Don't turn your back on pain. Dr. Williams is an experienced local chiropractor and knows that every minute in your day is important, and you don't have time to live with pain. And most insurances are accepted. Call 608-375-5100 for Williams Chiropractic in Boscobel.
Greeley Signs and Graphics has been your locally owned in-town sign company for the past 50 years. Greeley Signs and Graphics is located at 1209 U.S. Highway 14 East Richland Center in the building across from Rockwell Automation. For quality signs, electronic message centers, vehicle graphics, trophies, promotional products, awards, and much more, talk with your hometown friends at Greeley Signs and Graphics. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, stop in or call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative Signs from talented people.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by WCCU Credit Union, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Gokenauer Insurance, Simpson's Tractor, TC Auto Works, Stafford Funeral Home, Center Pharmacy, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Advanced Contracting Solutions, The People's Community Bank, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, and Southwest Technical College. And now stay tuned for today's edition of the News at Noon. Good afternoon. It looks like it's going to be a fairly mild afternoon. Temperatures in the lower to middle 30s. Before some snow tonight, 1 to 3 inches possible by tomorrow morning. It should start late night and another 4 to 6 inches for tomorrow. Winter storm warning for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties begins at midnight, and Iowa and Sauk County will follow suit at 6 tomorrow morning with a winter storm warning. Right now in Richland Center, it is 31 degrees. Our news at noon is coming up next.
Are you looking for a local contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete work to retention walls and everything in between, including residential and commercial snow plowing. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes for happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today to discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2024. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 608-470. 753973.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
As long as you're using convenience services, why not be rewarded for it? That's what an awards checking at WCCU Credit Union is all about. No gimmicks, no minimum balance requirements, no monthly fees. Just a straightforward checking account that now earns 3% APY on balances up to $20,000. That's right, with direct deposit, 15 debit card transactions per month, and e-statements, you too can earn 3% with the WCCU Awards checking account. For more details, contact any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. Rate based on annual percentage yield and subject to change monthly. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union.
Do you really want a bachelor's degree but are unsure if you're ready? Start earning your bachelor's degree at Southwest Tech in Fenimore and then transfer to a four-year institution to complete your studies. The caring faculty and staff at Southwest Tech will guide you through transfer contacts, help you pick classes so your credits go with you, and keep the whole process on track. You could save thousands of dollars, take on much less debt, and graduate with the same degree for the career you want. There's still time to explore your options, apply, and become a student at Southwest Tech. Classes start Monday, January 15th. Apply online at swtc.edu/apply. Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Good afternoon. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks in for Joanne Krulatz. A winter storm warning is in effect for Richland and all of southwestern Wisconsin counties through Wednesday morning. The National Weather Service increased its expected snowfall total for the area, with Richland Center expected to receive 6 to 12 inches of snow, with isolated amounts over a foot in some areas. In addition, high winds will lead to blowing and drifting Tuesday into Wednesday. The greatest impacts will be early tomorrow morning, with snowfall rates of 1 to 2 inches per hour. With the first major winter storm of the season expected for much of southern and eastern parts of the state this week, Ready Wisconsin encourages everyone to review their winter weather plans and make sure they are prepared. Weather forecasts can change quickly. Stay informed about current and expected weather conditions by following your local National Weather Service office and other trusted sources for updates, such as a local news station, like WRCO FM 100.9. Get a NOAA All Hazards Weather Radio and use it to get updates. Heavy snowfall could lead to dangerous conditions on the roads. If you have travel plans, check road conditions before you head out by using 511 Wisconsin. This information for most major roadways in the state, along with live traffic cameras and traffic alerts, is accessible through the free 511 WI mobile app, on X, or the mobile-friendly site 511wi.gov. An early Sunday morning earthquake was felt in northern Wisconsin. Facebook posts on Sunday from the Crandon Fire Department and the Forest County Sheriff's Office reference the quake near the Crandon Airport. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the epicenter of the 2.5 magnitude quake was 6.2 miles underground and 2.4 miles northeast of Mole Lake. The Sheriff's Office Facebook page said there had been multiple calls regarding abnormally excessive shaking and vibration, but no reports of damage and no injuries. Wisconsin Republicans introduced their bill to legalize medical marijuana today, but Assembly Speaker Robin Voss told WISN-TV's Up Front there will be limits.
It'll probably be the most restrictive version in the entire country, but one that we guarantee that only helps people who are truly sick and doesn't lead toward any kind of recreational marijuana. We have way too many drugs. We just went through a huge opioid crisis. The last thing that we need is marijuana shops on every street corner of every small town in Wisconsin, like we're seeing in Michigan and Illinois. They're not good.
Governor Evers has said he would sign a medical marijuana bill into law. Minocqua Brewing Company President Kirk Bangsted isn't backing off his efforts to remove Donald Trump's name from Wisconsin's presidential primary ballot. Outside the Dane County Courthouse on Friday, Bangsted said not trying would be cynical.
Thinking that these guys in D.C. are the ones that control our destiny, that's not how America was created. Little guys like me are the ones that were in the Revolutionary War. Little guys like me are the ones that fought. And I'm not going to give up hope actually trying to do what's right, which is the letter of the law and the Constitution.
Bangstad's lawsuit argues Trump violated the 14th Amendment by aiding and abetting the January 6th insurrection. Governor Tony Evers says he opposes efforts to keep Trump off the ballot here and that it should be up to the voters. Trump is asking the U.S. Supreme Court to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court's ruling to remove him from the ballot in the state. Salm Partners LLC, a Denmark-Wisconsin establishment, is recalling approximately 133,039 pounds of ready-to-eat turkey kielbasa products that may be contaminated with extraneous materials, specifically bone fragments, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service announced on Friday. The ready-to-eat turkey kielbasa items were produced on October 27, 2023 and October 30th of 2023. The following products are subject to recall: 13-ounce plastic vacuum-sealed packages containing Parkview Turkey Polska Kielbasa with P32009 and used by April 24, 24 or used by April 27, 24 printed on the package. The products subject to recall bear establishment number P32009, printed with the use-by date on the front of the package. These items were shipped to retail locations nationwide. The problem was discovered after the firm notified FSIS that it had received consumer complaints reporting that pieces of bone were found in the turkey kielbasa product. In addition, FSIS received two consumer complaints regarding this issue. There's been one reported minor oral injury associated with consumption of this product. FSIS has received no additional reports of injury or illness from consumption of these products. Anyone concerned about an injury or illness should contact a healthcare provider. FSIS is concerned that some product may be in consumers' refrigerators or freezers. Consumers who have purchased these products are urged not to consume them. These products should be thrown away or returned to the place of purchase. FSIS routinely conducts recall effectiveness checks to verify recalling firms notifying their customers of the recall and that steps are taken to make certain that the product is no longer available to consumers. When available, the retail distribution lists will be posted on the FSIS website. Consumers with questions about the recall can contact Keith Lindsay, President CEO of Salm Partners LLC, at 920-863-5559, extension 1346. The state's largest solar project is now full go, according to Madison Gas and Electric. The Badger Hollow Solar Farm in Iowa County, which can power about 90,000 homes, came online in 2021 and has about 830,000 solar panels. The array is located in Montfort and Cobb and is a joint project between MG&E and We Energies. The price of gas fell again during the last week. With a drop of 7.4 cents, the average across Wisconsin today is $2.61 per gallon. That is 23 cents lower than a month ago and 47 cents lower than this time last year. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, is hopeful the national average will drop below $3. It sits today at $3.03. He said the demand is sluggish and there's a record rise in gasoline inventories. However, it sounds like you'll need to enjoy the low prices now, as the rise in mid-February leading into spring could be bumpy and sharp, with increases of 35 to 85 cents per gallon. The Richland Center Fire Department was dispatched to a house fire on Sunday afternoon around 4:05. The fire was located at 31877 Dog Hollow Road, Rural Richland Center. Upon arrival, fire units found fire coming out of the north end of the house by the chimney and also along the ridge cap of the entire metal roofline. Fire crews were able to contain the fire to mainly the attic area and chimney area of the home. There was severe smoke and water damage to the complete structure, but no one was injured. 7 fire units and 33 firefighters were on the scene for 3 hours. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Alliant Energy, Ithaca First Responders, and Casanova EMS. The Iowa County Sheriff's Department responded to a crash Saturday morning at approximately 10:15 after receiving 911 calls reporting a two-vehicle head-on collision on Highway K near Highway Double K. It was reported that there were 4 injuries. Multiple agencies responded to the scene. The updated report shows that Mark Kramer, 53, and his passenger Amy Kramer, 52, both of Clinton, Iowa, were traveling north on Highway K when their vehicle lost control on the snow and ice-covered roadway and struck a southbound vehicle being operated by Jeffrey Oakey, 23, and his passenger Allison Forbes, 24, both of Prairie du Sac. All 4 were transported to a Madison hospital with various injuries. It has also been confirmed that speed and alcohol were not contributing factors in the crash. The third suspect, who is accused of kidnapping an 11-year-old girl in Indiana, will be sent back to the state to face charges. The 27-year-old South Dakota man was extradited Friday, a few days after 2 others from South Dakota were ordered back to Indiana to face kidnapping charges. The trio was arrested near Barneveld on December 31st after their car was spotted at a gas station. Authorities said that 2 of the people had been communicating with the girl for weeks before she was taken from her home in Indiana. A pair of middle school students in Sparta could face weapons charges after one of them allegedly brought a BB gun to school. Sparta police said that they are referring a 13-year-old and 14-year-old for possession of a dangerous weapon on school property. Police said that the BB gun was brought to school as part of the payment for an Xbox. Police said no threat to students or staff were had. According to a news release from the Dane County Sheriff's Office, Marine and Trail Enforcement Team, ice conditions on all bodies of water are unsafe. Madison area lakes have not begun to freeze over, and it appears it will be quite some time before they do. Retention ponds, drainage ditches, and other smaller bodies of water have thin ice forming on the surface. Snowfall makes it difficult to judge ice thickness, and the sheriff's office is asking people to use extreme care before venturing onto any ice. Environmentalists are urging people to use less salt this winter. The Fox Wolf Watershed Alliance notes it only takes 1 teaspoon of salt to make 5 gallons of water toxic in lakes, streams, and groundwater. Salt is bad for pets, too, and it costs more than $5 billion a year to fix salt-damaged infrastructure. The group Wisconsin Salt Wise is hosting daily live streams on proper salting from the 22nd through the 26th on YouTube. When we return with the news, the American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage and could use your help.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number 1 comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Are you tired of your old worn-out cabinets? Are you ready for a change? Are you building and looking for quality custom cabinets and millwork? Call or stop in at Foggy Bottom Woodworks in Muscadet, your one-stop shop for cabinets, countertops, and millwork. Foggy Bottom specializes in meeting customers' unique needs. Whether it's a small cabinet or cabinets and millwork for an entire home, all stained and finished to match. They'll provide free quotes, and you'll be surprised how competitive the pricing is, even compared to big box stores. Check out the Facebook page, Foggy Bottom Woodworks LLC, to see what they have to offer, or stop in at the shop at 555 East Warehouse Street, Muscadet. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays by appointment.
Fuller's Milker Center LLC, Lancaster and Richland Center, is your GIA dealer. See Fuller's for quality route service, milk time checks, and inflation maintenance. Visit fullersmilkercenter.com.
It's 31 degrees in Richland Center. The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years. Over the last 20 years, the number of people donating blood to the Red Cross has fallen by about 40%. When fewer people donate blood, even small disruptions to blood donations, such as the nearly 7,000-unit shortfall in blood donations the Red Cross experienced between Christmas and New Year's Day alone, can have a huge impact on the availability of blood products and dramatic consequences for those in need of an emergency blood transfusion. Blood products are currently going to hospitals faster than blood donations are coming in. And in recent weeks, the Red Cross has had to limit distributions of type O blood products, among the most transfused blood types, to hospitals. Three blood drives are being held this week. A blood drive will be held this afternoon from 12:30 to 5:45 at Ho-Chunk Gaming in Baraboo. A blood drive will be held tomorrow from 9 to 2 at Baraboo High School. And Tuesday, a blood drive will be held from 11:30 to 5:30 at the Richland Center Community Center. The Red Cross blood supply has fallen to critically low levels across the country, and blood and platelet donors are urged to make a donation appointment to help alleviate the shortage and help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not put on hold. Schedule an appointment by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visiting redcrossblood.org, or calling 1-800-RED-CROSS. The Wisconsin State Patrol's January Law of the Month encourages all Wisconsinites to learn about human trafficking and help stop the crime in our state. Human trafficking is a felony crime that involves the use of force or threats for sexual exploitation or labor. Traffickers manipulate their victims through force, fraud, and coercion, and use psychological tactics to maintain control. Trafficking is often a hidden crime that appears in urban and rural communities across the country, including Wisconsin. All State Patrol officers are trained in recognizing the basic indicators of human trafficking, the question to ask, and options to help connect a victim with available social services. The transportation and trucking industries have an important role in preventing human trafficking. The State Patrol works with commercial motor vehicle drivers to encourage them to recognize the signs of trafficking and report suspicious activity. All new interstate companies must complete an educational new entrance safety audit that includes a review of human trafficking information. The Wisconsin DMV also requires commercial driver license schools in Wisconsin to include instruction in the recognition and prevention of human trafficking. During National Human Trafficking Prevention Month in January, the State Patrol will join the Commercial Vehicle Safety Alliance's Human Trafficking Awareness Initiative. From January 8th through 12th, officers will connect with commercial motor vehicle drivers and provide educational materials to let them know what to do if they suspect someone is being trafficked. All Wisconsinites can have an impact to prevent human trafficking. Recognizing key indicators of trafficking can help save a life. These could be signs someone is vulnerable, a sudden or dramatic change in behavior, becoming disconnected from family, friends, or community organizations, signs of mental or physical abuse, or deprivation of basic needs. indication of being coached on what to say, or not in control of their own decisions. If you encounter a situation you suspect is human trafficking, do not approach anyone involved. Gather as much information as possible and contact the National Human Trafficking Hotline at 1-888-373-7888 or text HELP or INFO to 233-733. If there is an immediate danger, call 911. Read more about the indicators of human trafficking and find other resources in Wisconsin on the Wisconsin's DOT webpage. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources will begin accepting 2024 reservations for accessible cabins at Wisconsin State Park properties Wednesday. Applications can be mailed or dropped off at the state park, forest, or recreational area individuals wish to reserve. Mail applications must have a postmark of January 10th or later to be accepted. Wisconsin State Park properties offer 10 accessible cabins to expand access to the outdoors. These cabins are available only to people with disabilities and their guests and must be reserved ahead of time. In general, the cabins are available from May to October of every year. Reservations fill up fast, so applicants are encouraged to fill out the application and prepare to mail it or drop it off at a state park, forest, or recreational area of their choice on Wednesday. Reservations can also be made during the camping season, based on availability, by calling the property. Due to the high demand, reservations will not be accepted for more than 4 consecutive nights and no more than 4 nights per year. Larger cabins with amenities are located at Buckhorn State Park, Harrington Beach State Park, High Cliff State Park, Kettle Moraine State Forest, Southern Unit Ottawa Lake, Kohler Andre State Park, Mirror Lake State Park, Pottawatomie State Park, and Richard Bong State Recreation Area. 2 rustic cabins are located at Blue Mound State Park and Copper Falls State Park. Learn more about the accessible cabins at the Accessible Cabins for People with Disabilities webpage, located on the DNR website. There are 3 grants currently available to assist Wisconsin healthcare providers, organizations, and nonprofits that provide veteran mental health support services in the Badger State. These grants include the Veterans Mental Health Community-Based Organization Grant, Emergency Crisis Mental Health Treatment Program Grant, and the Veteran Mental Health Treatment Program Grant. All grant applications are due by Thursday night at 11:59. All questions about grant application process should be directed to the DVA Grants Unit at vetsbenefitsgrants@dva.wisconsin.gov. For additional information on the grants, including evaluation criteria, application materials, and tips for applying, visit the WDVA Grants page at wisvets.com. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages the public to report any black bear den locations across Wisconsin to help with an ongoing black bear reproduction study. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey, now entering its 3rd year of data collection, will generate updated estimates of black bear reproductive rates within each of the state's bear management zones. These updates will improve the accuracy of the population models used to manage black bears. Additionally, researchers are investigating a connection between the consumption of human food and bear reproduction, since diet can affect cub survival rates and litter sizes. Dens tend to get noisier once cubs are born, making locating and reporting them easier in the winter. Many people discover dens by listening for quiet, squeaking, grunting, humming, or sucking sounds while in the woods. The public is encouraged to report as much information about the occupied black bear dens as possible without approaching or disturbing the dens. As part of each survey, DNR staff will collect biological data from these dens, including sex, weight, and body measurements. Mother bears, known as sows, will be outfitted with GPS collars. These collars help staff learn more about bear foraging behavior and locate the sows in the following years. Revisiting the sows will help DNR staff determine the reproductive success of each sow, such as her litter frequency, litter size, and survival rates of her cubs. Data on sow weight, body measurements, and age are also collected. The Black Bear Litter and Diet Survey team will continue to survey dens for the next 6 to 7 years. Over that time, the team hopes to place tracking collars on at least 100 sows across the state's bear management zones, with approximately 20 collars per zone. The team is on pace to achieve its sample size target, but will need new reports each year to meet its benchmark. To report a known black bear den, visit the DNR's Black Bear Den submission form. The Small Ruminant webinar series provides research-driven solutions to popular sheep production issues. It also connects sheep and goat producers to useful tools, techniques, and tricks of the trade, and tips from the field. Learn from experts and other small producers like you and attend these monthly webinars set to take place this winter. Webinars take place by Zoom at 7:30 p.m. The first will be held Wednesday, January 24th. Abortion and respiratory disease in sheep and goats will be presented by Maggie Hyland, DVM, PhD, DAC, VP. This informational session will focus on two disease entities negatively impacting domestic sheep and goats, pneumonia and abortion. Infectious agents that cause or contribute to respiratory disease in sheep and goats will be covered, as well as the non-infectious components that contribute to disease, including host and environmental factors. Infectious and non-infectious causes of abortions will be covered, including details on the source and transmission of infectious agents and control measures. In addition, instructions will be provided on how to perform and collect samples from aborted fetuses for diagnostic workup. This will cover details on submitting samples for testing and which test is performed on each sample. Webinars will be hosted by Carolyn Eide, Small Ruminant Outreach Specialist, UW-Madison Division of Extension, and Iowa State University Extension and Outreach. Learn more and register at go.wisc.edu/4R468P. And today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Kevin and Aaron Jelenic of Richland Center on ticket number 193.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes and those clunky noises. I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call now.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
Roof. What's that, Lassie? Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions fell in the well, and we need ropes and many townspeople to show up at the old mill?
Roof!
Oh, I misunderstood, Lassie. Larry and the gang at Advanced Pump and Well can help you with your project, big and small. They have over 50 years' experience serving residential, agriculture, and commercial water systems. Their number is 608-649-4488.
Roof!
Tell them to hurry because Phil needs a shower. Hey!
Roof!
Today is Monday, January 8th. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Ellie and Alex Stanek had a daughter, Hallie Lauren. Also in birth news from the Richland Hospital, Stephanie and Zachary Sherman had a son, Wolfgang Barnabas.
Happy New Year from all of us at Court in Maine. We are having 50% off all holiday decor now through January 13th. We are also having 25% off on some of our best-selling candles. Get a great deal on Christmas and holiday decor for your home in the following years. Exclusions do apply. See store for details. Stop in to see us Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Court in Maine in downtown Richland Center.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, committed to promoting growth and development in the communities throughout the area.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, tracking a major storm system brewing down in the southern plains right now with a shield of precipitation starting to spread slowly north through the plain states. A lot of snow up in Nebraska, Missouri, northeastern Kansas, and a narrow strip stretching all the way up through central Minnesota. The snow should spread across our listening area by late this evening and continue pretty steadily all the way through tomorrow. It certainly looks like our biggest snow event of the season so far, and travel will be difficult by tomorrow morning and stay that way through early tomorrow night. Besides the snow falling, there'll be some gusty winds that'll cause a little bit of blowing and drifting in open areas and reduce the visibility as well. We'll see another weak weather system come through the area Wednesday night and early Thursday. Could be some small snow accumulation with that. And yet another powerful storm will develop in the southern plains by early Friday and shoot up toward the Great Lakes states by Saturday. So we could have some more sizable snow amounts and gusty winds across portions of the region. Right now, southeast Wisconsin looks most at risk for the heaviest snow with that one. Here's our forecast for the rest of today. Cloudy skies, high in the mid-30s, east-southeast wind up to 10. A winter storm warning in effect for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties from midnight tonight through 6 a.m. Wednesday. Winter weather advisory in Iowa and Sauk counties tonight. And a winter storm warning in those counties starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Tonight, breezy with snow developing of 1 to 3 inches possible by daybreak, low 29, east wind between 10 and 20. Breezy tomorrow with snow heavy at times, an additional 4 to 6 inches expected, high temperature about 34, east wind turning northeast 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, snow diminishing to flurries by late evening with an additional inch possible, bringing storm totals mostly to 6 to 10 inches, some isolated higher amounts, low at 23. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high 31. We could have an inch or two of snow Wednesday night. Thursday, a few snow showers early, high 28. And more snow and wind coming in Friday into Saturday. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. Stay tuned for updates.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
It's a cloudy 32 degrees. That is our high so far today, while our morning low is 26. Yesterday, we had a high of 34 and no precipitation. Record high for this day, 57, was set back in 2003, while a record low 28 below was set in 1971. Last year on this day, our high was 25, our low 12. Sunset today at 4:43, while sunrise tomorrow will be at 7:33. No precipitation, and the barometer is down to 30.15 as northeast winds are at 2 to 4. Again, it's a cloudy 32 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Today is the deadline to apply to the USDA for jobs helping folks get rural clean energy grants. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork.
With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com.
USDA Rural Development is looking to hire what it calls climate change fellows who would assist farmers, ranchers, and rural small businesses in applying for clean energy grants. Senior Energy Counselor Claire Sieroski.
They're for people that don't necessarily have a lot of experience in climate change. You don't have to be a climate change expert. Maybe it's an interest of yours. Maybe it's something that you care a lot about. Ideally, maybe you do have some kind of degree related to it, but you don't have to. And the idea of the fellows is to kind of get your foot into the door in this space and be able to work on something related to climate change.
Sieroski urges quick action if you want to apply. The deadline is today. And once the agency gets 300 applications, the window will close.
Help solve part of that crisis with us and join us as a climate fellow. And there are 2-year positions that can be extended for 2 more years for a total of 4 years. And again, they're really for entry-level folks that are interested in working on this issue, that are passionate maybe about climate change and want to do something about it.
To learn more, do a web search for Climate Fellows USDA or follow the link on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
An economist says the ag economy would benefit from year-round E15. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Connected Energy, the Clean Fuels Conference, is the annual event for supporters of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Learn more at cleanfuelsconference.org. A fuel economist suggests year-round sales of E15 would be good for the ag economy. The U.S. EPA recently sent a proposed rule from 8 Midwestern governors to the White House Office of Management and Budget for final review. Patrick DeHaan with Gas Buddy says it's been a long time coming.
This is not a surprise after years of wrangling at the
higher levels of government about bringing E15 on year-round, it's not a surprise that it is finally happening.
He tells Brownfield increased access to E15 can help lower prices.
Well, it's simply going to offer more motorists the option of filling up with E15 through the course of the year. Having a choice at the pump is very important to consumers.
The National Corn Growers Association says year-round E15 can help the Biden administration meet its climate goals. A tax expert says there are things farmers should consider doing to reduce their tax burden next January. Eric Gullixrud with Compeer Financial says it starts with good, accurate record keeping. And for farmers and others that crossed into the new year but still need a way to lower 2023 taxes.
An IRA, individual retirement account, or an HSA, the health savings account. And these are both very great tools for helping to not only bring your taxes down, but just save taxes overall for the farmer or our clients.
Gullixrud says a tax benefit many farmers miss out on involves hiring their children.
It's a legal deduction for the farmer to be able to pay their children under 18 and not have to pay any Social Security tax. So it's another great tool because the kids are going to need money for school lunch and clothing anyway. So it's a great way to lower your tax burden and keep the money at home.
Gullixrud says working with lenders and tax professionals now to plan for 2024 can reduce taxes and improve the farm's bottom line. A pork producer says he would like to expand, but there are several factors causing him to wait. Tom Krudoff farms about 2,700 acres of row crops and finishes 25,000 market hogs annually with his family in Michigan.
With the prices being not necessarily friendly, it's kind of controlled growth. Plus, the other thing that's controlling growth is cost of building, inflation cost, interest costs.
Krudoff tells Brownfield eventually the family plans to increase its sow production in Indiana to bring the next generation into the farm business. South Dakota's state climatologist says a warmer-than-usual start to winter has some benefits for the state's farmers and ranchers. Laura Edwards says the ground hasn't frozen yet in many areas, which means the end-of-year rain and snow has soaked right into the soil. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again. That sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walsh's Ace knows that window screens can get punctured or torn. Let Walsh's Ace repair your torn or punctured screen. The experts at Walsh's Ace have the know-how. Looking for paint? The Ace Paint Department at Walsh's Ace has state-of-the-art equipment that can color match anything you have. You can count on Walsh's Ace for everything from screens to paint. Walsh's Ace, Richland Center.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
A slow Monday for both direct cash cattle business and cash hog trade. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity is typically quiet. Buyers and sellers are preparing for the upcoming week. Look for significant trade volume to hold out until at least midweek or later. A quick summary of last week's business. There was a light trade in the north on Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday with most deals marked at $275 dress. That's $2 higher than the prior week's weighted averages. The bulk of business in the south took place on Friday, with live deals marked at mostly $173, a dollar higher than the previous week's business. Box beef is mixed at midday with light to moderate demand for light offerings. Choice up $1.18 at $278.34. Select is a dime lower at $259.43. At the Fort Pierre Livestock Auction in South Dakota last week, there was good to very good demand for the day's offering of calves and old crop yearlings. Flesh conditions range from light-fleshed, hay-fed cattle to moderate-fleshed, backgrounded cattle. There was a very nice offering of attractive steers and heifers, and several consignments were offered in multiple loads. The USDA says most of the day's offering consisted of calves that had been typically vaccinated and weaned from 45 to 60 days. Medium and large one feeder steer, 608 to 639 pounds, brought $271.50 to $301. Feeder steer, 703 to 740 pounds, brought $254 to $277. Medium and large one feeder heifers, fancy, 672 pounds, brought $270.50. Cash hogs had no comparison at midday with very light negotiated purchases. The impending weather could have processors reluctant to do any significant business at the start of the week. In addition, supplies of market-ready hogs are ample, and processors don't have to get aggressive in their procurement efforts and bid up to move needed numbers. Demand for U.S. pork has been relatively strong on the global market, but there are long-term concerns. The five-day rolling average for the National Daily Direct is $44.98. It's at $45.59 for the Iowa-Minnesota region, and the Western Corn Belt's five-day rolling average is $45.41. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $27 to $39. Bears and gilts were steady, with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $25 to $35. And pork values are $1.04 higher at midday at $85.24. I'm Megan Grebner, Brownfield Ag News.
How would you define personalization from an ag lender? It starts with a trusted advisor, asking the right questions to determine which term loan or lease matches your operation and cash flow needs. You'll find that level of service from Compure Financial, because we're defined by you. For ag lending and other financial needs, contact your local Compure Financial team at 844-426-6733 or visit compure.com. Compure Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
BASF financing is so low, we can't even say the low rate without dropping a few octaves.
1.99%.
See what we mean?
1.99%.
To grow more, protect more, and command more.
1.99%.
For all participating BASF brands.
1.99%.
When you enroll before March 15th at BASF-grower-financing.com.
Get one low rate to do the biggest job on earth.
Go to BASF-grower-financing.com. Subject to credit approval. See program details for terms and conditions.
Or. Hello, this is Chase Heston from Timsek Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. Smaller New Year's sale. Large squares topped at $245 a ton and large rounds topped at $135 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Online only. Shop tools, households, and much more. Ending January 10th at 6 p.m. Soft close. Looking to buy or sell your home? Give us a call at 608-723-4020 for more info or go to www.timsekauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Striking a nutrient balance. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Jim Lappin with AMVAC encourages farmers to control the controllables when it comes to nutrient management. He tells Brownfield soil testing can identify shortcomings or even a surplus of any given nutrient and says that allows farmers to move away from flat rate applications. More after this on Brownfield Ag News.
The future for biodiesel has never looked brighter, and one reason is sustainable aviation fuel. Veronica Bradley, Director of Environmental Science at Clean Fuels Alliance America, says SAF is ready for takeoff, but it has to be done correctly so it makes sense for the whole supply chain.
We need to make sure that increased SAF production is actual additional gallons of renewable fuel. So facilities aren't just switching from making one type of fuel that maybe needs a different sector to making aviation fuel. So we're actually getting additional environmental benefits.
She says sustainable aviation fuel will be a main stage feature at the upcoming Clean Fuels Conference.
With a couple of airlines and a sustainable aviation fuel producer, and talk about kind of their journeys, how they're tackling this grand climate challenge and the ways in which our liquid fuels industry can help them meet their goals.
To learn more, visit cleanfuelsconference.org.
Jim Lappin is director of the SIMPAS product portfolio for AMVAC and says variability continues to be a buzzword when it comes to crop yields.
And when I think about 22 and then again 23, we've kind of shifted from it was all about supply in 22. 23 was some corrections relative to pricing. Commodity prices are under stress. Some input prices had come down, you know, critical things like fuel. But again, that variability as you go into the next year and trying to control the controllables, right? What are the things you can do in your operation to try to mitigate those potential challenges. And as we often see, those challenges don't tend to be whole field or whole farm challenges. They tend to be localized, or they tend to be specific problems in a specific area. And really, when we think about our SIMPAS system and the products we sell, that's really what we're about, is trying to give the grower the most tools to adapt and react and plan and preempt those factors that can limit yield.
He tells Brownfield an example would be nutrient management.
You do soil testing, you do analysis to give you a view of where you may have shortcomings or where you may have surplus of a given nutrient, whether it's a macronutrient or a micronutrient. And they all work together, right? It's not just about nutrient A or B. It's about getting the right balance. And for years, we've used, with macronutrients, we've used the four R's, right? The right place, right time, right rate. We're moving that direction now with micronutrients. It's interesting. We have a lot of people that flat rate a product like a zinc. And with the SIMPAS system, we've seen a lot of growers that are taking that base level program, taking their flat rate, and then they're looking at their soil test data and the fertility, and they're supplementing in those zones that call for incremental or additional micronutrients where that can benefit them from a yield perspective.
Go to simpass.com to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield.
This year, Dairyland Seed is introducing our best corn of all time. Again, that sound you just heard? That's the sound of a full lineup of top-performing hybrids bringing the yield like never before. It's the sound of even stronger traits bred specifically to boost corn bushels per acre in your soil. And it's the sound of workhorse corn seed proven to outperform yet again in independent head-to-head trials. See the latest corn performance data at showmethecornyield.com. That's showmethecornyield.com.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Maintaining trust with consumers. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. There are six ethical principles of the We Care initiative in the pork industry. Gene Nome with the National Pork Board says U.S. pork producers recognize their obligation to build and maintain the trust of consumers and the public in pork products and practices.
An example is that sustainability. You know, what are we doing with this hog manure? How is it environmentally safe? How are we using it to make sure that we've got better soil tilth, better soil health? How does it help yields so that we can produce more with less inputs? What do we do in communities? How do we take care of our animals? Tell me about how you use antibiotics and the food safety. All of those things are encompassed in the We Care program, so the farmers can start talking to their neighbors in that paradigm of six ethical principles. We can take all those producers in a county, add them together, and say, this is what it looks like for the county. We add the counties together, and we got a state, we add the states together, and now we've got a story that we can use domestically and internationally to talk about the facts that people want to know, an image in our social license to operate. People see that as a threat issue. You know, you got to convince me this before I'm even going to think about all the other stuff. But once that door is open, then you've got them. You start talking about flavor and you start talking about taste. We own that space in pork.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker 1/3 of his house, 1/3 of his truck, and 1/3 of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicides, proven plant health benefits, and revolutionary application flexibility.
1/3 of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To To make sure child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhta.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it